The future of sports radio. No.
Who the hell are you?
You know.
You all know exactly who I am. Say my name.
What?
Say my name.
Notch.
Hey, happy Memorial Day weekend to you. Thank you for checking out the Sports Spectacular. My name is Notch. My grandfather served in the Navy during World War II. My dad would have gone to Vietnam, except my mother was pregnant with me at the time, so he got a desk job. Good old Shaw Air Force Base in Sumter, South Carolina. That's the extent of the military involvement in my family. Neither of them died in combat, but I still love them, and I still thank them for their service for this country. If you know someone who helped preserve the freedoms of the United States by serving one of the armed forces, even if they're still alive, be sure to thank them and honor them. Interesting segue as we go from the United States military to Canadian hockey, because all the big hockey news from this weekend directly involves our neighbors to the north. Stanley Cup playoffs, Eastern Conference finals are set. Ottawa, last Canadian team, as they say up there, the Senators are oot. Pittsburgh knocked them off, going to face Boston. Winner going to take on one of the four Western Conference teams still left. Their brackets are wide open. Two California teams still in it. And of course, maybe the closest thing to a Canadian team left in it, Windsor, Ontario representing, that other city, suburb of Windsor, across the Detroit River. Their hockey team's still alive. Big game six for them, though. They don't want to go back to Chicago for game seven. We could have a new owner, the Phoenix Coyotes, an Alberta-based ownership group who tried to buy the team several months ago under the name Ice Edge. They are now known as Renaissance Sports and Entertainment. There's an agreement in principle to buy the Coyotes. The deal, however, is contingent on them reaching a deal with Glendale, Arizona. That's probably going to involve them getting more favorable lease terms for Jobbing.com Arena. The Coyotes, currently owned by the NHL. My first instinct was how odd it is the Canadian interest wanted to buy the Phoenix Coyotes. Because why would Alberta-based owners want a Phoenix, Arizona-based sports franchise? We've seen this mess before with the Seattle Supersonics. Oklahoma guy goes up to Seattle. Why does an Oklahoma guy want to buy a Seattle-based basketball team? Well, we know now why. Then we have Seattle guy Chris Hansen wants to buy the Sacramento Kings. Why would a Seattle guy want to buy the Sacramento Kings? Well, we know why. These are Alberta guys. They're not going to put a team in Edmonton or Calgary. Those teams already there. Canadians are very nationalistic. Just because these guys are from Alberta does not mean they wouldn't put a team possibly in Quebec City or Hamilton. But Gary Bettman's really keen on keeping the team in Phoenix. That's why that is a condition of the sale. It's probably the only way they're going to get to buy the team is if they work out some kind of agreement with Glendale. And I can come up with a defense when you're wondering why an Alberta guy would want to buy an Arizona team. The weather. You love hockey in Canada, but you love the weather in Arizona. You get the best of both worlds. So we're going to see how that develops. The biggest hockey story coming out of Canada this weekend, though, it's going to affect the future of the sport. Long term. Long term. In my mind, this shouldn't even really be a story. But in Canada, huge story. Absolutely huge. Hockey Canada has banned body checking for all peewee hockey players up to the age of 13. Saskatchewan, the only province voting against it. They say body checking is a skill that needs to be taught as early as 8 or 9 years old. I'm going to talk about that in just a moment. A lot of people endorse Hockey Canada's decision. USA Hockey, which 2 years ago, next month, instituted a similar kind of rule. The Progressive Checking Skill Development Program started in 2011. It encourages more body contact in the pre-body checking age. So let's be clear about something. We're talking about eliminating body checking. What we really mean is eliminating hitting. Here's another thing from USA Hockey's website when they talk about the Progressive Checking Skill Development Program. It says, this program includes the following elements. It tightens the standard of play for intimidation hits. That's what we're really talking about here. We're not talking about a kid that has the puck and another kid just comes up and bumps him to play defense. We're talking about hard hits into the boards, hits over the middle, lowering the boom. USA Hockey raised their age to 13 a couple of years ago. They're on board. The Canadian Pediatric Society applauds the leadership taken today by Hockey Canada, according to them. Kids who haven't reached puberty yet, kids whose bodies haven't nearly developed enough for full contact hockey. They've got the medical angle covered, fewer injuries, fewer concussions. That's the key. We're thinking about concussions because that's the same concern a lot of parents have about putting their kids in tackle football at a young age. It's all tied in together. I'm a parent. I have three young boys. It's close to home for me. Hockey night in Canada last night. Not so much on board. I love Don Cherry. He's like my favorite uncle. my favorite hockey uncle. Goofy as all hell. He knows the sport. He says some crazy stuff, though. Like, if he were running a team, he'd have all Ontario players. Just Ontario kids. Nobody else. And I make a point of watching Coach's Corner. It's when he comes on during the first intermission. Last night, he was moaning about the star players getting hit because Gretzky never got hit because Gretzky had goons to take care of his business for him. Wait, I mean enforcers. I'm sorry. He said Jonathan Toews is the Blackhawks' Wayne Gretzky, which is actually, well, Patrick Kane is more of the Gretzky of the Blackhawks. Jonathan Toews is more of the Messier of the Blackhawks. That's just me. And then he went on about, he loves fighting. Don Cherry loves fighting, but he talks about how important fighting is. Then he talks about Derek Dorsett of the Rangers getting into it with the Bruins and how it sparked the Bruins. So fighting really served them well, huh? So he did all that, and then your favorite goofy hockey uncle had this to say Saturday night on CBC.
Let's get to the elimination of Pee Wee hitting.
Wait a minute, let me get my mind here. Okay. Yeah.
You were going to get mad about this, yeah, and I don't care.
All right, there's banning now. Hockey Canada, don't you wish once Hockey Canada would do something instead of being politically correct?
Well, they're just going along with the flow, though.
That's
aren't they?
It. Yeah, you know what goes with flow. Anyhow, here's the deal. They're not going to have hitting up to 13. Now, it would be perfect if all the kids went along, no hitting, and went into a league with no hitting. But what's going to happen, these kids are going to go up to 13, and then they're going to go in with kids that hit. And you know they don't know how to protect themselves. When you're not hitting, you'll have your head down. We always, when we were young, taught head up, stick down.
Oh, Uncle Don, I love you. Old school, you're one of those guys that thinks hockey is just UFC on skates. Here's the thing that people forget. Hockey is a game of skill and speed before it is a game of violence. And what you were saying about you take these kids and all of a sudden you throw them into this league with hitting, well, any rough transition like that would be an immediate short-term thing. 2, 3, 5 years from now, that's not a big deal at all. There's safety concerns, but you're also, this is a positive side effect. I don't know if this is intended or not. It could be a way to help eliminate the culture of violence out of the game, at least at a young age. Because the violent part of the game is an instinctual part of the game. It's not a skillful part of the game. Saskatchewan talking about the skill of body checking. And in some ways, that's true. Just like with tackling in football, it's a necessary part of the game. There's proper techniques. But generally speaking, though, if you eliminate that kind of hitting at a young age, you have no other choice but to teach the kids skill. The kids can focus on their skating. Oh, let's talk about, well, they're going to be looking down. My youngest boy, when he skates, he looks down because he's not comfortable off skating. He thinks he's going to fall down. You can still teach the kids to skate with their heads up. What's the benefit of skating with your head up if you're not worried about hitting? You can survey the entire ice, help you be a better passer. You can work on your shooting, your puck handling skills. Defensively, you can work on things like poke checking. You can work on positioning. And I've seen so many NHL players in these playoffs out of position because they're going for hits. All the defenders are on the same side of the ice. They're going for the big hit. Cross-ice pass, backdoor cutter. It's one-on-one against the goalie. The more skillful you are, the less you need to have to compensate for that or overcompensate for that by being a physical player. There's a lot of skillful players in the NHL that play physical, but generally speaking, the most physical players in the NHL are the least skilled players. They have to make up for that somewhere. If you eliminate the subliminal need to have to overcompensate for a lack of skill by being a physical player, by being a violent player, you make for better hockey players overall. Now, you're probably thinking I'm getting a little too intellectual with this, but you got to remember, we're talking about 11 to 13-year-old kids. Grown-ups are making decisions for those kids, and you can't go into it with a cement head mentality. You have to look at it completely analytical. You've got to look at the psyche of a young man, a young boy. In a lot of ways, they don't know their limitations. If kids don't have to worry about getting hit, they can focus on the skillful aspects of the game. And then when they get older, when they're physically more able to withstand the hits, then you integrate that into the game. Hockey is a sport of skill and speed, more than it is violence, much more than violence. And Uncle Don's talking about, oh, the kids can't protect themselves. He's saying they're not going to be properly taught on how to protect themselves. That's not being outlawed. You can teach a kid how to protect himself, how to absorb a blow at any age. Kid in the corner going for the puck, you can have a coach there, one of those pads, like those giant pads, you know, that the football players, they drive their shoulder into, coming out of a three-point stance, stuff that boxers use, wrestlers use. Use the pads to simulate hits. You can simulate the action of the game without actually inflicting any damage, without actually hitting. Yeah, think outside the box here. Yeah, use your brain. Absorbing a blow and defending yourself from a hit is not the same as hitting. Look at Jack Jablonski. All the years he played hockey. With hitting. Being taught how to take a hit. All it takes is one freaky accident where you get freight trained to the boards by some kid that's focusing on the hitting part of the game and not the skill part of the game. Open the kids' minds to more than just the violent aspects of the game. It's like in karate. It's not intended for kicking people's asses. It's intended for defense. Discipline. That's the purpose of karate. The whole learning how to fight so you don't have to fight. I got that from Karate Kid, the original Karate Kid. You teach the younger kids similar principles. Then Uncle Don comes back with this.
Think about you, these kids not knowing how to protect themselves, mm-hmm. not going into the corners, not standing out. Now, let me tell you, I've talked to coaches where you've come in 13 and you tell the kids you get to hit now. We can hit now, and they're wild. They can hardly wait to get it.
And that's just what I'm talking about. Hitting is instinctual. I've got three young boys, and they've been hitting on each other pretty much ever since they came home from the hospital. There's nothing skillful about the violence. And anyone that has kids or anyone that cares about kids, anyone that knows people that has kids, anyone that cares about the next generation of players in your favorite sport should care about this issue, should want the kids to grow up and have less mileage on their health odometer than they do if they're getting hit earlier. You should want the sport to be safer. Uncle Don says the kids, as soon as they're old enough to start hitting, hey, I want to start hitting. Of course you do. It's an instinctual thing that's being held back from you because you're learning the other aspects of the game. Watch international hockey sometime. Over in Europe, the culture is different. They come over to North America, and they've got to deal with a more physical brand of hockey. They can play physical. They're not taught physical over in Europe. They come over here, and they adapt. Thank you, Uncle Don. You proved my point. It's kind of insight you can't get anywhere else.